A life built on facts, not feelings. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Do you more base your life on feelings, on impressions, and on short-term thoughts? Or do you more focus on facts, on arguments, on long-term perspectives? Paul writes to the Colossians to keep their roots deep in Christ, to build their lives on Him, and to become stronger in faith. Probably we all need to learn to more distance ourselves from our feelings and more focus on the facts and on the Word of God. Even though nobody of us can be good enough to withstand His holiness, we are all, so to say, in the dark. We all have our wrongdoings and done things wrong. And yet, we can know, as a fact, Christ already has won the victory. We do not need to listen to our feelings that say that we are lost in death and sin and hell, but we can trust and we know that Christ has taken it away. He suffered for us. He died on the cross to justify everything, to take away what is wrong in us. That is not something, just some strange human thought or dream, as some people call to the faith, but it is a fact. It has happened and is true in the eyes of God. And even though we might still feel as we are lost in death and in our sin, in our wrongdoing, and might finally be lost in hell or are even in it, that might be our impression. But the truth is, His Word says, God is stronger. He has overcome everything. Jesus has loved us so much that He sacrificed Himself. And we are saved. We are free. We are justified. So let's focus on this Word and think about it and let it not our feelings overcome, but rather focus on the facts and the truth. And then we can also walk through this life with confidence and with hope. This actively and boldly trust in the mercy of God. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You that it is true, it is a fact, that You already have set us free, no matter what we feel. Even we feel like we are lost in sin, in death, in wrongdoing, in hell, that our inner and outer circumstances might be very bad. You know how we feel. Yet You have won the victory already. You are the great winner over everything. Praise be to You, O Lord. We ask for Your forgiveness, and especially where we do not give You the priority in our life that You deserve. Thank You for Your forgiving love and for Your mercy. Help us to build our life on that root, to fully trust in You, and to live, as Paul has written to the Colossians, to keep rooted in You, to build our lives on You, and to become stronger in faith. And we give thanks for Your Word, and we ask that You may guide us in that sense towards Your eternal kingdom, where we praise Your holy name forever. Amen.